Says McLean didn't practice.
Yeah, McLean didn't practice. Team-related issues.
No
more details, no more comment, just team-related issues.
Expect them back tomorrow?
Huh? I don't know that.
Running backs are back out there today,
Both Goodson and McFadden practiced on a limited basis, took reps with the first group some today. It's still an evaluation process. We'll have to see how they go the rest of the week, but it obviously was good to see them back out there.
Would the weather come into play if the field is messy? Would you be hesitant to bring them back, or does that come into play?
I don't think that's really a factor as far as bringing them back or not. It is a factor as far as game planning is concerned. And that's one of the reasons why we went out there today, because we may have to play in those type of elements on Sunday, so we'll see.
Will it be a matter of health for them, or rust, or what, in terms of whether they play with
them? Well, it'll probably be a little bit of both. Making sure that they're fully healthy and able to go out there and function and do the things that they need to do to be successful out there. That'll be the primary deal. Obviously there's going to be some rust. Anytime you sit out for 3 weeks, there's going to be some rust.
How much will change the offense if those guys are able to go?
What's that?
How much will change the offense?
I think it just gives us a few more weapons. I don't know that it really changes a whole lot other than we've got some other weapons, and we got some good football players back.
Other than just being happy that they were out there, how did they look? I mean, did they look pretty good? Did they look,
Well, they look like they're working their way back.
Yeah.
Reese obviously got the ball in the last 2 weeks a lot more than he did when those guys were healthy. It was pretty effective. Are there more ways you'll look? If those guys are back playing, are there more ways?
Marcel's earned the right to carry the ball some. We'll still use him in that capacity, yes.
What are your thoughts on the Browns, Coach?
Obviously, they're an improving team. They're 3-3 in their last six games. They won a big game last week against Pittsburgh, created 8 takeaways in the game. So I think they're a young team, and I think they're a young team that's improving and getting better. They're a big, tough, physical football team, so we're going to have to match their physicality on both sides of the ball. They run the ball very well. They got a really good running back who's tough to tackle. I think Cleveland's an improving football team.
Have you ever seen a game with forced 8 turnovers? I mean, you watch it, what do you think? Have you seen the ball flying out like that so many times?
Well, there was a lot of them. I'm hoping we can return the favor this week.
What's the mood generally of the team right now, Dennis? 5 games to go and...
We talked earlier in the week, and really we're looking at this thing, and we're 0-0. We got 5 game season. Let's go out and see what we can do in the next 5 games. The guys are receptive to that. They're responsive, and I thought we had good enthusiasm out there today. So I don't sense that there's a black cloud hanging over their head. I think there's I think they enjoy playing football. They're ready to get back out there and play again.
What there is to play for now at this stage? I mean, obviously you want to play hard and win as often as you can, but what exactly is the message then?
Well, the message is we got a 5-game season. We got to take it 1 game at a time from there, and we need to play better football. We need to play better offense. We need to play better defense. We need to play better in the kicking game. There's nothing we can do about those past games. They're gone. We don't forget about them, but we've got to move forward, and that's what we're planning on doing.
Pretty much every week we've asked you how did practice go, and you've told us practice went pretty well, and we like what you see during practice and the intensity and everything else. As the losses have mounted, have you ever looked back and questioned what you saw during practice? Like, man, am I seeing what I think I was seeing? Or
No. I believe that we've had good practices. I believe the guys have come out and worked. We haven't got the results that we're looking for, obviously. But I don't think it's from a lack of effort. I don't think it's from a lack of trying.
Miles have the flu or something like that?
Yeah, he was ill today. So we kept him in the training room. And we'll see how he's feeling tomorrow. Yeah, I thought there was a chance that he might be back Monday. Obviously, he wasn't back today. Really, we're kind of in a day-by-day situation with him. We'll see where he's at.
Dennis, have you had to
alter your message at all from the one you were giving out September, October, where you are now based on the results at all? Or
I think obviously you realize where the record is right now, that you know some of the goals and aspirations that we had earlier in the year may not be they're not as realistic as what they were, obviously. So the focus now has to be more on, you know, let's restart. Let's start this thing over at 0-0, and let's see where we can go from here. And that's what we're going to try to do.
Monday, so there were discussions about Terrell Pryor getting used a little bit. Is that what do you mean by that in terms of goal line stuff or packages or just getting a look at quarterback overall?
You want to come out to practice and watch everything that's going on? No. You know, hey, listen, Terrell's growing, all right? He's growing, and, you know, there's a potential that he might be up in the game as the third quarterback, and, you know, we'll just leave it at that. We'll see where, you know, we'll see what goes from there.
Have you been averse to using him in other situations where, you know, where you could sort of trick things up or change things because it would slow his development as a quarterback?
No. You know, I mean, I think our focus has been on him developing as a quarterback, but I think somewhere down the line, you know, we need to see what he can do. Now, when that time is, you know, I don't know the exact answer for that yet, but there'll be a time where we got to look at him and see what he can do.
On Sunday, Kreiner had I think 40 snaps and Streeter had 5. Has there been a change there in depth chart wise, or has Kreiner passed up Streeter?
Well. We did have Kreiner in as a third receiver, and I think it's more of a situation where we want to get a look at Jerron Kreiner, a guy that we drafted, a young guy that we think highly of. He's getting more comfortable in the offense, and so, you know, Monty asked me about the message. You know, some of it is there are some young guys that we want to make sure we get a look at, and he's obviously one of those guys that we drafted, so we like him. We need to let him play.
In terms of the play calling, are there any changes the last Sunday as far as you take on more of a role, defensive play calling? Or
no.
Same as always.
I think with young guys, will you possibly look to get Bergstrom more time? You know, you're playing the extra lineman a little bit, but in terms of either getting a guard or
– Yeah, that's a potential.
And would it be left or right? Is there a spot?
Well, he's really played all the – except for center, he's played all the line positions this year as far as, you know, getting reps in practice. So, you know, he could play in any of those positions.
When you watch the film of that 48-yard run by Greed Ellis in the first quarter, the one where he got through, and was that scheme or is that – what did you see in the film in that play? What went wrong? It looked pretty bad on film.
Well, usually when you have a breakdown like that, you know, something's wrong. Somebody's not in the right spot. We didn't fit it up the right way. You know, we got to come downhill. We got to hit it thick, and then the backside backer's got to be able to get over the top. So.
How's Bryce Allen?
Last question, please. Sir. Carson Wade.
You know, he's obviously struggled some, but you know he's working extremely hard to try to get better, and he knows he needs to play better. And he takes a lot of pride in it. It's important to him. And that's important to me to make sure that, you know, I want guys that want it to be important to him. And it's important to him.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.